Nikki and Tamillo when you wake up. 97.3. Coast FM.
Can I just point out, it's a pretty exciting day for women's soccer. The Matildas are set to earn the same cash as the Socceroos under a deal which is still to be finalised, but it's come together with Football Federation Australia. They will get an equal share of commercial revenue, an announcement expected later this week. And when you think about it, they've been doing pretty well on the world stage. In fact, probably a lot better than the Socceroos.
I was going to say, they've been doing better, haven't they?
The Socceroos haven't won a game, but have managed to pocket about $8 million for simply qualifying for some of the big events through the World Cup. So, yes, they'd be the first, if this comes together, and it looks like it will, they'll be the first female football team to be guaranteed the same revenue as the men's team.
Awesome. That's great news.
Go Australia.
Woo, go girls.
Makes you proud to be Australian, doesn't it, right there?
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
Well, as always, on this particular Tuesday in, what is it, September? November. This Tuesday, November.
A couple months out, all right. Are you feeling all right?
Finance is a big thing today. The Reserve Bank meet to decide on the latest action on interest rates, and most experts are tipping them to remain at
the record low.
0.75%, 0.75%. So we'll see.
Yeah.
In the States today, it's National Hot Sauce Day.
Woo!
Which
I got hot sauce in my bag. Classic Beyonce line.
Okay,
you wouldn't know.
No, I don't. But I like her. Suddenly she sounds all right. I like the cut of her jib.
That Beyonce, I like her.
It reminds me that that later this month the Ravenswood is going to be hosting a chili festival.
The annual chili fest.
That we are likely to get on board with.
Yeah.
A little spicy today though. And of course, it is that day. Melbourne Cup Day. For a horsey person, I thought you would have had that down. But
you're
no.
The mouth trumpet man. You should have
done it. Yeah, okay. I'll keep that in mind. So, look, whether you're pro the race or anti the industry or like the earth wire on your kettle, mostly neutral and really only there for emergencies, and whatever you do, keep the classy end up.
If you can.
If you can. You got to aim at something, don't you? I've discovered beer can be an excellent medicine.
That is good news.
2 pints of beer provide better pain relief than paracetamol, according to a study conducted by Guinness. Actually, that's not true.
You go numb.
It's not Guinness. It's actually conducted by a legitimate university. University of Greenwich in the UK. After studying 400 people, they concluded that 2 pints of beer is even comparable with opioids. Like codeine, for example, for painkilling power, which is why I plan on doing some pretty intense medical research at the Christmas party later this month. Purely for science, you understand?
Yep, of course. It's been, I've got a really bad headache. I've got to have at least five beers.
I've got to try this out, you know what I'm saying? I have a little warning for you if you're into bodily improvements. Nothing wrong with improving yourself, but a woman has been left blind for 3 weeks.
Wow.
Came back her sight, but she was blind after she had the sclera of her eyeballs tattooed.
Why?
Now, if you're wondering, first of all, the sclera is the white bits.
Mm.
As to why, I can't answer that. Okay. I don't really know.
Interesting.
She described the procedure as like having shards of glass shoved in her eyes, which, well, yeah, I imagine tattooing your eyeballs would be.
Yeah, what did she get tattooed on them?
Nothing, just the colour blue. So the white bits are now blue.
Why on earth?
A New South Wales woman, Amber Luke, who describes herself as Blue Eyes White Dragon, and also an infamous lunatic. She says she has no...
Infamous lunatic? Who described her as that?
She did. I think that's on her Insta account. She has no regrets about undertaking the brutal procedure or...
Well, good, because it's permanent now.
Any of the other 200 tattoos or body mods that she's had done. She said, once the eyeball was penetrated with the ink, it felt like he grabbed 10 shards of glass and rubbed it in my eye, and that happened 4 times per eye. Unfortunately, my artist went too deep into my eyeball. If your eyeball procedure's done correctly, you're not supposed to go blind at all.
Oh, really? Wow.
Well, that's good to know, isn't
it? That's so great.
I guess the message here, if there is one, Nikki, is just you don't let anyone tattoo your eyeballs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think that's a good message.
Don't go with any just general handyman. I'd get a qualified painter in for that kind of job.
Just wear contacts if you want your eyes a different colour so badly.
Or that. Yeah, that's probably not a bad
one
either.
It's an easy one. Or you can paint your eyes if you want. Let me know how that goes.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And with the goss straight from the horse's mouth.
Hey.
Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Now, the iconic leather jacket that Olivia Newton-John wore in Greece has fetched over $350,000 at auction over the weekend.
Okay.
The pants she wore also sold for over $230,000.
Wow.
Amazing. Someone's got a sweet Greece collection now.
And an interesting outfit too.
Yeah, great outfit. Now, the memorabilia was part of a massive auction for Olivia's belongings and music career, a portion of which is going to the Olivia Newton-John Cancer Wellness and Research Centre here in Australia. So, gone to a good cause as well.
Hmm.
Now, the girls dominated at the 2019 MTV EMAs yesterday with standout performances from Halsey and Dua Lipa, who performed her new song, Don't Start Now.
What's that thing?
I love that.
Little cowbell, yeah.
Now, Taylor Swift won Best Video for Me. Billie Eilish took out Best Song for Bad Guy, also Best New Artist. Halsey and Nicki Minaj won some major awards, and Shawn Mendes took out Artist of the Year.
Right.
Liam Gallagher, he took out the Rock Icon Award before closing the ceremony with a version of the Oasis classic Wonderwall.
That'd be a nice feeling.
How good is that?
Yeah.
Speaking of awards, Ellen DeGeneres is set to receive the second ever Carol Burnett Award at the 2020 Golden Globes. Wow. The only other person, get this, that has won it is Carol Burnett herself.
Yeah, right.
Massive honour. So the 2020 Golden Globes are on Sunday, January 5. And I just want to finish off with this. How good is this? John Legend's wife, Chrissy Teigen, has filmed him. When he got drunk, he decided to sing his hit All of Me for a crowd on a stage at Universal Studios over the weekend, wearing a onesie with his own face all over it, which is pretty hilarious in itself. This is what he decided to sing. I love that he's singing it to himself as well. Just all the self-love.
Like a werewolf by the sound of it.
Love it.
All good.
Nikki and Tamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.